The Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham says Australian universities need to be ever vigilant about their academic integrity and independence. His comments come amid increasing concerns about China's influence within the nation's higher education sector. Stephanie Boris has more.
The Education Minister Simon Birmingham says debate in the classroom is a key part of Australian education.
Every student should be challenged when they're at university. They should have their thinking challenged, and they should find it a challenging experience.
Amid concerns about China's influence in universities, he's urging the sector not to let its guard down.
Universities need to be as ever vigilant today as they have been through their history in terms of ensuring their integrity, their high standing, their delivery of quality education. And I'm confident that they are doing that, that they are challenging the students who come to them, whatever the background of those students.
His comments follow rare public remarks from the Department of Foreign Affairs Secretary Frances Adamson about China's influence in Australia. During a speech over the weekend, she told the university sector to remain secure and resilient against foreign interference. Alex Joski is studying China's influence in Australia at the Australian National University. He was born here, but his mother is Chinese, and he believes universities need to work on better integration programs to help international students understand our way of life.
Universities need to try to find a way to get Chinese students to mix in better, but it's quite difficult. But there are definite programs that you could implement. You could implement buddy programs, for example, just to give them one Australian friend when they arrive at the university.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham agrees more can be done.
That is something for us all to focus on, universities, governments, policymakers, employers and others, to make sure that whether it's the accommodation settings for international students or whether it is the learning environments for them.
After her speech, Frances Adamson was asked about China's One Belt, One Road initiative, an ambitious plan to build a vast network of new trade routes across the globe. Ms. Adamson sounded caution, saying Australia is looking at the financing and governance arrangements. Nick Bisley is a board member of China Matters, a think tank examining China's rise and the impact on Australia. He says the Secretary's comments showed the government doesn't have a clear way forward on how to handle Chinese ambitions.
It seems to be a bit like the deer in the headlights, or a bit muddled as to quite where to go on this one. And I think that's partly because we don't quite know where Belt and Road is going to finish. I mean, it looks vast and in some degrees kind of hard to work out where it begins and where it ends.
The Australia-China Business Council National CEO, Helen Suvchuk, is urging the government to keep an open mind.
National security concerns are, of course, important. However, the Belt and Road Initiative does offer great economic commercial opportunities for Australian businesses.
Labor has already said it will consider working with China, examining infrastructure projects on a case-by-case basis.
Stephanie Boris reporting.